Love Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Hello to you whenever you are speaking, listening to this program. I welcome you to Villa Speaks. I am Villa Willis, the host of this program, and I am glad and grateful that you are here. The purpose of this program is to provide information, resources, tips, and keys that can help you, the listener, with personal and professional development, work-life balance, and creating and living your best life. The intention that for the programs that began September 1st and are going to the end of the year is to give you access to experts who can assist you in making these last months of 2018. And right now we are in the last quarter, having begun October 1st, to make these the best months of the year and to give you an amazing foundation for having a fulfilling, fun, joyful, and transformative 2019, that you don't have to start thinking about how you're going to create and live your best life in 2019 on December 30th or January 2nd, but that the time is now to begin to get those resources, connect with those resources, build that foundation, and then stand strong on it to create and live your best life. And that is part of the special guest that I have today and the programs that I have planned. So again, whenever you're listening to this program, I am grateful that you have made this investment in yourself, and I'm grateful to be of service by bringing this light and love to you. I want to thank the sponsor of our program today, The Science of Affirmations. The Science of Affirmations, where you can learn to use the power of your words and thoughts to transform your life. You can learn more by visiting www.thescienceofaffirmations, the science of affirmations, the science of your life. Now, before we bring on my special guest, let's just take a few minutes to get centered so that we can be present and be able to hear this amazing young lady has to share with us today. So I'm just going to encourage you to take some deep breaths in and exhale. And then without further ado, I will bring on my special guest, Samantha White of Consult Positivity. Good morning, Samantha.
Good afternoon. It's afternoon here.
That's right.
But good morning to
That's
you
right.
as well.
Yes, good afternoon to where you are. Thank you so much for agreeing to be on the show today. You know, I realized I was so interested to bring you on that I didn't even introduce you. So that's Samantha White. CPC is a health and wellness strategy. And this means she offers faith-based virtual mindset coaching, and these are sessions to channel women's mental and emotional stress into positivity. She is the owner of Consult Positivity, and she is looking to connect with each and every one of you, and you can follow her on the web or find her on the web at consultpositivity.com, and where I found her on Instagram at Consult Positivity. So welcome, my dear. How are you today?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you?
I'm well, darling. So I want to invite you one to share your journey, and I'm always wanting people to have an opportunity to just speak clearly about what they're about. So I want you to share your journey to how you got to where you have this amazing service for women. And then let's clarify what a health and what you are as a health and wellness strategist.
Well, I guess in the beginning, I've always been a dedicated worker, and I was working and helping everyone with all of their dreams and visions. And people will always say, "You're so motivating," or "You really helped me out." And it was always like a little pat on the back. But then I was like, well, you know, I could do this all the time because it wasn't costing me anything, you know, monetary wise. But I really liked, I enjoyed helping people and building them up, making them a better person. And essentially just helping them believe in themselves, because when you help someone believe in themselves, then they can be a better person, or they can be the person that they've always wanted to be. And so over time, I just kept thinking about that and thinking about it. And then July of 2017, it was kind of like my birthday gift to myself. That was also the year that I changed a lot of different things in my life. And I was like, well, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to like legalize it. I'm going to get everything in place and take all the classes. you know, I got my master's degree in psychology and I just got everything together and I was like, we can do this. So kind of like hyping myself up and then, you know, like it took a lot of effort. But it really wasn't that hard and I don't want it to be discouraging. You know, if you have a great idea and it's something you're really good at and I would also say something that you enjoy, I would say go for it because you never know how it can change your life. And I just, once I actually took that first step, I won't say it became easier because I think that's so cliche, but I actually felt really relieved to know that I was doing like one thing for myself. You know, like I've always supported everybody else, but insult positivity was for me to feel liberated. And the great thing about the liberation for myself is, you know, I'm also liberating other women by the service that I provide.
Wow, let me interrupt you because what you just said is so powerful, that you are always taking care of other people, and that's your gift. And it's funny, I had a very similar journey ever since I was a kid. People were always coming to me for advice and stuff, and I'm like, how did I even know that as a kid? So I realized now I was operating in my intuitive gifts. But when you began to apply those same things to yourself, you began to have a transformation in your life. So talk about how, when you made yourself a priority, how things changed or improved or opened up.
Well, my mom, instead of calling it an intuitive gift, she used to call it the gift of helps. But it's so funny that it's biblically based. And so that gift in myself, I feel like it had always been there, as you said, as a kid. And I think when I took that first step and I was like, okay, we can do this, the first thing I did was I made a Facebook page and I had like 6 people up there. And then slowly I figured out that Instagram is my jam. And I'm always up there and I have way more people on the Instagram than the Facebook. And then I was like, well, I need a website. So then, you know, like you just slowly start taking steps until you're like, okay, you know, okay, I can do this. And I feel like it made me happy, like step by step, you know, to see improvement and to see people actually connecting, you know. And then whenever I started asking for reviews, like to see all of the women saying how they felt and how just, you know, one conversation with me made them feel, and you know, it was just like see all the positivity coming from it. I was like, okay, I'm doing something. But you know, I never would have known that I could have done any of these things, you know, if I never would have actually decided that I'm going to do this.
You know, I just honor you so much for what you shared, and I think one of the things that I appreciate that you didn't say was, before I decided to do this, I had a 25-point action plan. I was going to do these 27 things and get this done. You acted. There's a great quote by Martin Luther King that says, you don't need to see the whole path. You just need to see the next step. And that you took it step by step, that you didn't actually know how everything was going to go, but you did know what to do for the next step. Can you elaborate on that?
Yes, and I always tell my clients, please don't sit and wait until your business plan is perfect, because it will never be. My husband laughs at me because I have made business cards at least 7 times. Like, I've made them so many times because I would make one and then someone would be like, you know, your address should be on here. And I'm like, why didn't I think of that? And then I would do them all over again. But I guess, you know, each time you just get a little better until, you know, I don't think, as humans, we were never designed to be perfect, you know, so I think that as we continue to try to strive, we're never going to attain it, you know, so it's crazy to say, well, this business plan has to be perfect before I'm even going to make a simple Facebook page, because that's one thing that goes, you know, through the whole world. And it was crazy to be able to help so many people not in my area, you know, people that I would have never been able to come in contact with if I hadn't just started by making a Facebook page. And to this day, Instagram brings more clients to me than any other method. And people,
well, that's how you and
but,
I
like
met.
I said before, they're not in my state.
I follow you on Instagram.
They're not even in my state. I love my Instagram. It's funny. It's nice to see the women's responses, and also to be able to connect with people not in my state or even in my time zone, because you're not even where I never would have met you, you know, if I hadn't just taken that one step, or if I just made a website and stayed there, you know. That's another thing, is being more social, getting out there, doing events, talking to people. And these are things that you can do just to uplift, you know. They have a lot of women's empowerment events you know, if you're struggling or if you feel alone, just getting out, talking to other women and being there for each other.
It's very true. So I'm going to get back to part of my original question, which is defining or letting us know what you mean as a health and wellness strategy. But I had a friend of mine and his wife on the phone yesterday because they're in my age group. They're baby boomers. And he's always posting stuff on Facebook and always sending things to email. And I'm like, dude, are you on Instagram? He's like, no. I'm like, so I told him, I gave him like a half hour preview, which is everything my daughter taught me, who is a millennial. You know, they would be like, well, how did the hashtag work? I'm like, I don't know how they work. I just know that they do work. So do it like this and do it like this. And they were like, wow. Because I never thought. I'm like, yes, you got to reach people. And like, I had a woman reach out to me on both. I have a mystical page and this page. A woman from South Africa reached out to me. She never would have found me. Just like you said, if I hadn't taken the step to put myself on the world stage. And so that for many women, like you said, why does your business plan have to be perfect? I've never asked Walmart or Target or Whole Foods, can I see your business plan before I step into your grocery store? No, I just go in there because they have what I need. So if you present that you have a solution,
yeah.
The other things will come. I just honor you
Definitely.
For taking it step by step. So
Definitely,
talk about
yeah.
what is a
thank,
health and wellness
so
strategist?
Much. So basically, I strategize with the client to make their health and wellness better. So all I did was combine all three of those words. It's very simple. Sometimes it gets complicated in finding the strategy that's perfect for each woman. But the meaning of it is just straightforward. You know, I talk to them about what they're looking for and who they want to become. And then I make sure that I can help them attain that goal, you know, because a lot of times we have these outlandish goals and I'm like, okay, well, maybe we should just try to deal with our depression and get out of bed first before we decide we want to be a millionaire. You know, it's like, let's take a smaller step and then maybe we can get to that bigger step. And just helping them reach those little goals and getting that little bit of excitement, it really helps them press on. And it does with anyone, you know, getting the little steps. But I think, especially because I like to see the empowerment of women so much that's why I decided to deal especially with women and helping them reach their goals. And that's why the tagline is to turn their mental and emotional stress into positivity, because that's truly what I strive for. And I want them to be able to have positivity in their life because there's so much negativity in the world, which is why I also made the business Consult Positivity, because I want you to be constantly consulting positivity as you grow your life, in your day-to-day life, and as you live, eat, sleep, and breathe.
Wow. So let's talk about, if you don't mind, I'm sure that you use multiple modalities when you work with your clients. But let's talk about if you can identify what you mean by mental and emotional stress, and if you can give a modality that you use to help women get closer and to consult and be involved with positivity.
Okay. So, for example, I had one lady, and, you know, just overview-wise, and she was really, really struggling with her self-image. And not to say that she was, you know, diagnosed with depression or anything like that, but she really had a hard time, like, motivating herself. And there was this one particular thing that she wanted to do. Like I said, there's several little steps in between, but there's one thing that she was aiming to do by the end of the year. And as I talked to her, I'm like, okay, so I hear what you're saying, but really it's not the thing that you're scared of. It's your self-image that you're worried about. And so as I talk to her and I'm trying to figure out what is it that you're trying to do, I'm worried that as we continue to talk, I'm like, well, you know, maybe your self-image, you know, there's something that's there that's making you feel as though you can't do this. And as we talk, I'm like, okay, well, I think the best modality for you is to be positive self-talk as we talk. Because the great thing about me is that I'm here and I know a lot of things to help you be better. The other thing about me is that I'm not always going to be here to coach you through it every day, day in and day out. So that's why I need your help. And as I tell you the different things to do, it's up to the client, you know, which in this case would be the person I'm saying your help. It's up to them to continue to try to be the best they can be and to implement those strategies. So we tried positive self-talk, and at first she just flat out told me it was ridiculous, and that she couldn't continue to do this because she felt like she was lying to herself. But after about 7 to 8 days, she felt like, okay, I can do this. And then after the positive self-talk was the first one, then we started with a journal, you know, recording positive feelings and positive things that happen each day. And as we continued to improve, her self-image began to improve, and she was able to do the one thing that she wanted to do. And she gave herself to the end of the year, but she completed that, I want to say, in June of this year. So it didn't even take her 6 months to pull that off.
You stepped on something so important. Positive self-talk. You know, one of the things is one of the things that I always encourage women when I work with them is that you got to think about yourself in a positive way. And when I'm at a seminar, oftentimes I'll start it because women say, no, I'm good to myself. You know, it's like, well, oh, yeah, you took a bath and you fed yourself, but that you needed to do that because you had the intention of serving other people. It wasn't even about doing what was best for yourself. So I'll say, give them a piece of paper and I'll say, find a woman that you that inspires you, that you admire. She can be real historical, you know, someone you read about in a book. And write down 5 things about this woman that you admire. And most of the times they're like, oh, can I write like 10 or 12? I'm like, sure. I'll say, now turn the paper over and write your name at the top. And then write 5 things about yourself. And then it's like, do I have to do 5? So the whole point is that we can admire and be inspired by some other woman, but yet we don't have that same, we don't see that same thing in ourselves. So that positive self-talk of having affirmations that are empowering, most women don't know the benefit of it because we've spent so many times telling ourselves, you know, I'm not pretty enough, or I can't do this, or, you know, no one won't listen to me, and blah, blah, blah. So I just want you again to, if you can just talk about the power of positive self-talk as a modality.
Yeah, and that's one that I use a lot. And I think as women that we've just been like almost conditioned, you know, that we are less than, or maybe that we're supposed to be greater than we are as a person. And like I said, you can never reach perfection, you know. So we have all of these titles and all these roles we're trying to fill and all these things we got to do, and just like driving yourself crazy, you know. And it's just like, girl, take a break, breathe a little, you know, like, and compose yourself back together, and then do one thing at a time. And then the next thing you know, like, when you get together, you're like, I can do this. And just that little bit of faith in yourself, you know, is really like the driving force to do better. And the thing I was saying about the journal, I have a lot of them do the journal, and at the top, there's a scripture at the top for each day, and that scripture helps you believe in yourself, and it helps you have a better walk with God. And as you're talking to Him and writing in your journal, it really helps cultivate the positive self-talk, you know. And it's just like one, the first day of it is trusting in Him, and as you trust in Him, then you're like, okay, if He can create a whole world and He can help me with this one thing, you know, about getting an A on my math test, or whatever it may be. And so it's just really centering yourself, believing in yourself, and pushing through whatever it is that is troubling you. And the positive self-talk is just so great, because what I find is that a lot of times we subconsciously or unconsciously have negative self-talk at the top of our list, and we don't think about it, but we're doing it all the time, all the time, all the time, and to the point where it's suffocating you, and it lowers your self-esteem, essentially, you know. And it's sad, but once someone actually teaches you how to turn it around, then you begin to think, okay, maybe this life is not as hard as I thought it was. And a lot of the times, the things that we think are essentially a struggle, it's just the clouds around it. That thing, you can climb that mountain and come right back down in 10 minutes, but it was the clouds that made you feel like you couldn't see the top of it. You know, the clouds made you think that that mountain was unattainable. But once you move the clouds, all the negative self-talk, you can see the mountain clear as day, and it's probably a little molehill that you just stepped over.
Wow. Wow, yes. So that, wow, that is very powerful. So I want you to continue. Let's talk about, because you talk about a mindset coaching session. So I have a little image I call Change Begins in the Brain, and someone said, we got to talk about the mind. I said, well, I'm talking about the same thing, is that what I think, how I think, And just like you spoke about, that unconscious and subconscious conversations that are going on. So you could talk about how you help people transform their mindset or even become aware of their mindset.
When we do that, we just have to have really clear, honest, open conversations. A lot of times and it all depends on how the person asks the question. Because I ask you, do you have good self-esteem? You're like, I guess, you know. But if I'm like, name three thoughts that you had today, then you may say, I thought how cute my husband was. I thought how good my kids looked because I got them all dressed up for picture day. And then you may say something about a pet or an animal or something else that you care fondly about. But none of those thoughts were about you. And so then I'm like, well, what did you think about yourself today? And then that one kind of takes a lot of thought because you're trying to remember what you said about yourself or what you thought about yourself. And that's the part I'm talking about, that you don't really think about it. It just comes through your body. It's just like, don't I look crazy? I changed 6 times today. And I end up wearing the same dress I was going to wear in the beginning, or I end up wearing a similar color palette that I had on last week. But it's a force of habit that we just kind of continue to do. And that's why I said it's almost like we're being conditioned. And it's just breaking that barrier. You know, little task. Name one good thing that happened to you today. Do it for 30 days straight. Myself and my husband, we talk about our days every day together. We talk about the good and the bad and the ugly that goes in between, but making sure that we express that, and you can see the change of when you make an actual, you know, genuine connection to someone, and you also get to exchange that emotion, and you'll be surprised, you know, how light you feel after getting those things off of your chest through the day, and how it just really inspires you to have a better night's sleep because you got rid of all that weight. It's all gone once you talk to someone about it and get their ideas, get what they think, how they would handle the situation, if maybe there's something you need to apologize for. All of those things come off of your chest, and it just makes you feel lighter, and you have a better night's rest. And it's just great to get to have someone to talk to. I think that's the best thing about talking to women, is a lot of women don't have anyone to talk to, so they're able to have a connection with someone who can see, who knows them, and who can see their problems and help them through them.
Very true. That oftentimes women get isolated. We get in our homes, we're taking care of our families, or we're at our work, and we become isolated. And so that is very true. We're running out of time. This half hour goes so fast. But I want you, if you can spend just the next 2 or 3 minutes, one of the things is about the benefit of having a coach. Now, this is like patting yourself on the back or what I do. But oftentimes people say, well, you know, I just pray, or I have God, or I have Jesus, or I have the universe. And it's like, okay, you do have those things. But that's like saying, well, I'm not going to eat today because Jesus is going to feed me. Well, if you don't go in your fridge and cook something, I seriously doubt you're going to eat that day. So let's talk about how, even though you may have your spirituality, that having a coach can be an answer to your prayers, can be a tool in which that spiritual, you know, whoever you're interacting with works through and brings about the hope that you need. If you can talk about the benefits of working with a coach.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, Jesus has made manna before, but he hasn't been doing that here lately. And so if you would like to eat, you're going to need you're going to have to put forth a little elbow of grease. So with having a coach, and that's a barrier that's sometimes hard to break, is to get people to understand how great it is. Because like I was saying before, you have someone that knows you and understands you as a person, and, you know, they're just going to give it to you straight. And sometimes, you know, especially with spirituality, Jesus is talking to you, and he's telling you what you need to do, right? But it might not be what you want to do. So you're going to go the other way. And then your coach is like, hey, I know you heard him like I heard him tell you to go do that. I don't know what you're doing, and you keep asking me to solve your problem, but and that person is audible. And so I think for that connection to be there and that person to actually tell you and you hear them, you know, and I know, you know, you get a soft nudge, you know, from Jesus, but it's different, I think, when the person tells you exactly what he's saying. And so sometimes it's confirmation because they're saying the same thing, and then you're like, okay, this must be what I need to do. And then you go and do that and then watch how it changes your life. But a lot of times we find it easier to ignore him because we cannot physically hear him. Whereas a coach, you can hear them, and then you know that they have the experience and the knowledge and the know-how to tell you that this is right. You know, this is what you need to be doing. This is how you change your life. And they give you a plan and steps, and I think that's really great because I'm a planner and I need steps and I need to know, okay, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this, and then just go through it and just actually carry them out. Now, the plan doesn't need to be perfect, but I at least need to know where I'm going. I can follow you if you're leading me and I know where I'm going.
Excellent. So let's again tell people, why don't you tell people how they can get in contact with you?
So I've made everything really simple, a whole bunch of complicated things. So the website is www.consultpositivity.com. As you mentioned, the Instagram is Consult Positivity, YouTube Consult Positivity, Facebook Consult Positivity, and I have a LinkedIn too, and that one's Consult Positivity. So across the board, if you look up Consult Positivity, you will find all those things, and it's really easy because they're all connected together.
Oh, very good. So if you could close, I want you to, if you could take a minute and close the program, what is it that, what is some, if you were to tell women or even anyone listening for a coach, what is one simple step they could do today to empower themselves and make their life more positive?
I would say, oh, there's so many. I would say my favorite one is to be grateful for what you have, thankful for what you can do, and inspired by what you can. I know you said one, but I put them all three in the sentence.
No, that's okay. And same again. Same again, because they're all very powerful. Same again.
Okay. Be grateful for what you have. Oh, my Jesus. Thankful
just
for what
thankful.
You can be. Thankful. Yeah, and then inspired by what you could be. So grateful for what you have, thankful for who you are, and then inspired by what you could be. I like that better than the first time. We'll go with that one.
All right. That's very good. So, Samantha, I thank you so much for being my special guest today. And again, Consult Positivity is where you can find this amazing woman and can be blessed by her. She's all across the web. She's on the world stage, which is where she belongs. And I just want to close this show by thanking my sponsor, The Science of Affirmations. You can find out more about the amazing work that is done there with Jack Roberts at www.thescienceofaffirmations.com. Samantha, thank you so much for being on my program. Love and kisses to everyone who's listening. Enjoy the rest of your day, evening, week. I'll see you next week, same place at Villa Speak.
Thank
Samantha,
you
thank you
me.
So much. My pleasure.
Thank you.